Good morning from the frozen tundra of Texas. It is still very, very cold here. I haven't checked this morning. What is it? Gosh, it's 17 degrees this morning. Ooh, yeah, that's cold, especially for Texas. Like, this is cold for Texas. So, good thing is there's no precipitation, so we shouldn't get any snow or ice or anything from it. And it looks like, let's see, after Friday and into Saturday, we'll be back into the 50s and 40s. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, to be completely honest. It's just cold. So anyway, first day back at work yesterday went really well. There's a couple people who seem to be, I don't know if they're getting sick or just not adapting well to the cold. Lots of jackets, lots of coats. It was really cold in the building too, so... But otherwise, the first day back at work was really productive. It was great. I actually managed to do some work while I was on quote-unquote vacation. And I think that helped a lot because I knew what I was walking back into when I got back to work. I wasn't surprised at like, oh, wow, look at all these emails I have to get back to. Look at all these problems I have to try to solve. I had a really good sense of what was waiting me when I got back. And that's because just about each day... I would log on and check my email and take care of a few things. I have a job that gives me the flexibility to do that. I know not everybody does, but I'm grateful that I had that flexibility because it really kind of got me ahead. But I think that the lesson there is that in anything you do, if you just take a little bit at a time, don't procrastinate. Do a little bit on a day where you don't really have to do a little bit. And I think that that helps you achieve whatever goal it is. So if it's one of your, if it's a vacation day or, you know, if it's a Saturday and you have a project due on Sunday, don't wait till Sunday to do it. Do a little bit on Saturday. I'm not even telling you have to do it all on Saturday, even though that would probably be good. Just do a little bit of it on Saturday and then you'll see that that will help you build that momentum that we were talking about the other day to get the rest of the project done. Anyway, I'm going to go into work and get started here. Luckily, I don't have to drive anywhere today. I'm working from home. Thank goodness with 17 degrees, that'd be cold. I know it's weird to complain about. I don't even feel like I'm complaining, but it's weird to complain about the weather, especially when it's this cold and I know that it's colder other places. I feel for you guys. I totally feel your pain now. Even though Texas heat has broken me, I understand. And I sympathize. Empathize. Whichever one. Okay. Bye. Before I started working, I was sitting here drinking some coffee, kind of getting myself into the day, and was listening to JM on the Daily. And I'm going to re-echo a segment that he just did talking about something he and KT used to do, the Night Owl crew, which is basically... You know, they stay up, they're night owls, and they're using that time to create content. And it got me to thinking a little bit about the times that I use in that same way. I am not a night person. I am I'm far more of an early riser, and I didn't used to be that way. I used to hate getting up early in the mornings. But what I started noticing is over the weekends when I wasn't working, I was waking up at like 5 or 6 a.m. just because, you know, I had a project I wanted to work on. I had a video to complete. I just wanted to play video games or something. And by waking up early, I didn't feel like I was wasting a lot of the day. I could play or work on something for 2-3 hours, and then just about everybody else in the world would be waking up. So I think the idea of kind of the night owl movement or the early riser movement is all about finding a point in the day where you'll be undisturbed, that point where other people aren't hustling when you are, you know, where other people are not putting in the work, but you are. And so if for you, if that's early in the morning, that's great. If it's late at night, that's great. As long as you're taking care of yourself and making sure that you get the kind of sleep and stuff you need, you do need to find that place and that time that allows you to pull yourself away from the rest of the world and do the work when no one else is doing the work. And so that's why I've kind of become more of an early riser and done stuff early in the morning. And man, I think it'd be a cool idea to do something about do some kind of segment, kind of like you guys used to do the Night Owl, and do like a morning crew or early risers group, and maybe have a little morning conversation or something on a Saturday morning, super early, talking like 5, 6 a.m. And see if anybody's interested in that. But if not, I'll continue to get up early and continue to do my thing. I can stay up sometimes, it's not like I have to be in bed at 8 o'clock like an old person, but it's just I get my most creative work done when I got some coffee in front of me super early before the sun's even come up, and that's just how I operate. Go check out JM on the Daily. He posted a segment late last night, so it should still be active until late tonight. Talking about cryptocurrency and then just kind of talking about staying up late and doing that. I'm gonna post that one segment, but he has a lot on there that it just really resonated with me this morning. So good work, JM. Keep it up, man, and we'll talk to you again soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.